For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. This could be a tense day at the G7 summit in Quebec, with six countries lined up against U.S. tariffs on imported goods. President Trump tried to use some of that anger with some humor after a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Justin has agreed to cut all tariffs and all trade barriers between Canada and the United States, so I'm very happy about that.
I'd say NAFTA's in good shape.
But we are actually working on it.
Trudeau says he and President Trump do have some common goals.
Our engagement towards the world, how we're working together to create good jobs for folks on both sides of the border and around. We both got elected on a commitment to grow the middle class and help those working hard to join it, and that's exactly the kinds of things that we're going to stay focused on.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow. And I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two Go Anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hundreds of mayors from across the U.S. and around the world are meeting this weekend at the annual Mayors Conference in Boston. A few of the main topics are climate change and gun control. A bipartisan group of mayors is calling for action to reduce gun violence. The conference opened with Mayor Steve Benjamin of Columbia, South Carolina, calling on mayors to push for stronger gun policies. Nearly 600 homes on Hawaii's Big Island have been destroyed so far by the eruption at Mount Kilauea, according to authorities. Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim, whose home was among those lost, said the increased toll makes the Kilauea eruption the most catastrophic event in the state's history. The most recent eruption included new lava flows through Kapoho Beach lots and vacation land that destroyed nearly 500 homes. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A world-renowned celebrity travel host has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Found dead in a hotel room in France where he was working on an episode of his popular CNN series Parts Unknown. Anthony Bourdain was a celebrity chef who joined CNN in 2013. Before fame, he was a struggling chef in New York City into his late 30s. In 2013, he did an interview in which he discussed the expected lifespan of a chef.
Cooking is hard. It's really hard. It breaks you down. Chef's lifespan used to be into the 30s, was 37 years old. It is now about 57. Why do we demand or insist or expect chefs to die behind the stove, broken-ass, flat-footed, varicose veined at 57? Why do we hold chefs to a higher standard than Keith Richards or Iggy or anyone else who's incredibly cool and changed the world?
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's a clean sweep for Golden State, the Warriors beating Cleveland 108-85 to win their second straight NBA title. Warriors' Stephen Curry on ABC.
They made some mini runs, but over the course of 48 minutes, our will took over. Unbelievable feeling to come in here on a mission and get the job done.
Cleveland's LeBron James.
You just don't get an opportunity like this on the road versus Golden State. You know, I let the emotions get the best of me and pretty much played the last three games with a broken hand.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.